The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Time for an amazing story. Good morning, I'm Paige.
Hey, amazing Paige. You can get screen tattooed.
What you trying to tell me, dude?
All right.
What is this?
I'm going to smell these moon pies.
Oh, they look so good. All right, so we begin with this. William Shatner and his daughter Melanie fought stage 4 cancer at the same time, and they both are cancer-free now. That's the amazing part about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Did I tell you, he's, what, 94, 95?
Yeah, he's up there. He did a big... I forget which podcast he was on. There's only a handful of those things nowadays.
Nope, it's got sprinkles.
And,
he's
a big,
big,
big flat earther. Now,
really?
Also remember, he's one of the first celebrities that went up into space. Remember, they said he cried when he was in space.
He did the Bezos, I think, right? Mission.
Maybe he realized that the earth is round.
He's a flat earther. Paige is actually a fat girther.
Oh.
If you give her the option.
Well.
I can't help it. I've been trying to diet.
But think about that. Like, is he being facetious? Or is that why he cried? Because he's like, hey, while we got you up here, Bill, I want to tell you, it's flat as a pancake. We didn't want to tell nobody because we don't want him going everywhere.
I would love to talk to him, but you know what? I'm going to have to ask Rob Young to ask Shatner questions because he talks to him more than we would because he does do a lot of interviews, but... What energy do you have at 94 and 95?
That's a good question.
You can even fight cancer.
Ask Bill Brooks when he does traffic later.
All right. So his daughter Melanie was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer July of 2022. 11 months later, in June of 2023, William Shatner was diagnosed with stage 4 malignant melanoma on his cheek that spread to his lungs and brain.
Dude, that always amazes me how skin cancer transforms into other stuff.
It does.
If you just look at a little spot, it seems, inconsequential.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right.
It's painful, and I went through 3 laser. Remember how my...
Well, I try not to violate your HIPAA, but I knew you would, so...
Well, I mean, you have to. Otherwise, like, this could happen.
Well, where... I have to say, my story is better. It's not for a good reason, though. Absolutely not. My mom, she had this spot on her leg for years. And this is a woman who, her and my grandmother and my aunt, I kid you not, would go to ethnic hair stores to get Afro Sheen. And they use that as their suntan.
And really?
My mom had this spot on, and baby oil. My mom had this spot on her leg that for years, like, what is that? I don't know. Well, it was skin cancer. And it, instead of growing, spreading, it grew straight down. I felt so bad for her because, like, I mean, it's something you can't not see. So my mom, when she would wear short pants or even shorts, it literally looked like a shark had bit her in the leg.
Oh,
it literally, like, they had to remove...
Oh, carve it out.
Yeah. From the knee down to about halfway down the shin, carve it down to the bone.
So does she get, like, a skin graft from a cadaver?
Generally, they just leave it.
I don't know that she got a skin graft. Yeah, I don't think she did.
Wait a minute. They cut out a chunk of it?
They cut down and then smooth. I mean, it's very...
It's pain. The first one I had was...
I hate to even think about
on
it.
On my back, and they cut into my back. So I have that one. And then this one I was really worried about because I was afraid they were going to cut into my face.
I told her to tell people she got bit by a shark. It's a cooler story.
Yep.
That's don't lie, for Matthew. I'd lie and then end up getting bit by a shark.
It's good for the underwear hair, too. The sheen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't ask how I know.
I don't want to know.
He's talking about Charlie Sheen.
So they're doing a podcast together.
I heard he's into that now, actually.
Martin.
Melanie and William are launching a health-related podcast. It's called No Time But Now.
Do you have the update? I have an update if you don't have it. It says Odyssey just bought it for $2
million. Oh, wow. But cash it. Let me tell you something.
They didn't buy ours.
I said earlier that I'd go back and if I go back in time, you know, when that's available, I would go back and, you know, beat up the Winklevoss twins and
tough task.
Yeah. Well, I basically not allow Facebook to be invented, but now I think I would go. I'm trying to think on the timeline where that would be at. What came first?
Will it come again? This is a question. Will there be a big Google, Facebook, YouTube down the pipes? We might not see a huge website again. I don't know what it would be. It would be an app now.
It's not, you know, damn me for real, because during COVID, I was like, you know, it was that standstill. Like, no new movies were coming out.
The whole world shut down.
It was weird.
Thanks to China.
And I just. I don't know. I felt like, God, did something, like, some kind of thing end, and we're not aware of it, you know?
I was gambling on video games.
People were quitting their jobs left and right, because, and I still look back
to
at that time.
To not go into work, yeah.
Was it some kind of mass, like,
hysteria
that the world is ending now, so why go to work? Or was it like, you know what, this has made me reevaluate my life as to what really matters, and that's when van life took off, you know?
Dude, mm-hmm. I know somebody, they didn't live in this state during COVID, but from state unemployment and federal unemployment, they were clearing over $1,000 a week off of two unemployments. Why would you go back to work at that point?
That's why we have the economy we have now, is because lower middle class started saying, why are we working when our neighbor isn't and makes just as much? Yeah. After we pay the child care. In fact, our neighbor, not my neighbor, but a neighbor, you know, they don't work and they got eight kids, they get all the child credits. We got four kids, we pay a grand a month, or that's probably even too low for child care. Yeah. And then we work on to, why are we working? That's why stealing is at an all-time high, because people are like, well, the stores don't care, and they've befriended us all these years mm-hmm. with these prices, so why not take? And it just causes this thing where rich get richer, poor get poorer.
Well, get used to it.
Company's going to pass it off to us for sure.
They all do, man. And
even when they get reimbursed with the tariff reimbursements.
When is that happening?
Well, it's been going on. I don't know like who qualifies for it, but you know, you go fill out the form or whatever. And you get the reimbursements.
You probably have to make over $200,000 a year.
But they've already been passing it on to the customer, so they're getting it back plus some. And they still pass it on to the customer even after they get these reimbursements.
You know what? I meant to tell you, that thing you said the other day about, I highly, highly, highly recommend every person listening right now that works at a job where they take out a life insurance policy out on you, go look at what Fat Boy was talking about the other day. 99.99999% of the time, they opt in the company being the payout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not your family, not your wife, not your anybody.
If you don't put it.
If you don't do it, they ought. So, God.
They're not going to give you a solid heads up and tell you.
But why would that be the auto, you know? Like, them? Paying into it in a sense or whatever. But then, that's the weird thing about insurance, too. It's like, if I quit, then that insurance or company keeps all the money that policy was paid in on.
Why would insurance companies agree to it? Say whatever company, I don't know if this is the case, say you take Boeing, you know, they got tons of employees. So an insurance company would say, okay, well, you got employees that don't know you're the beneficiary, but we're going to allow it? If somebody dies, we're going to pay you?
I kind of feel like they don't want to pay anybody.
Well, my mom had one where if she had lived to 80, it would have gone away. What kind of freaking sense does that's when you need it more than ever?
Absolutely.
Is that one of those you can cash in or cash out or whatever? So I've never had that, so I don't know how that works.
Georgia's they're trying to make that illegal to do, where, I mean, it's somebody's rights, I guess, to like decide that they want to sell their life insurance policy, but also. Yeah. It's like you're selling an intangible thing. But so is buying futures on the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's
much.
Everything. But, so if you have a life insurance policy at your job, for real, check that. Otherwise, BMW going to get all that money.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I'm going to tell you something. This is one of, at least my contributions to it, some of my most favorite to put together. I had a ball. I really, really did.
I got one from top to bottom. This is going to be one of the best ones ever. I had somebody send me something. I had to tell that person. I'm going to save that one because it's good, but I can't wait to do tomorrow's.
Oh.
What's up, Hannah?
Also, as I said earlier, the return of Facebook Fussing tomorrow with Edith from Tennessee in studio.
It's going to be uncensored, too. We're going to cuss a lot on it.
Yeah, and she's going to say a lot of slurs.
Yeah. She might actually be Rachel Slurs, the character.
No, Rachel Equality. Rachel.
Dude.
E.
Fussing full of Rachels.
Equality.
Rachel Slurs. Rachel.
Rachel.
E. Quality. Because that's her middle initial.
What's I come into the party? Yes, you can enter, Rachel. You're enter, Rachel.
God.
So much to do. Let's get working on it as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, because my brain's going to
explode.
It's already got it. You know, I got a GED brain, so. Yeah,
you're going to be atom bomb before it's over. Remember.
I don't know if you're talking about the wrestler or the damn garbage pail kid.
The garbage pail kid. Many of you listening right now, you're probably on vacation. Do something productive with your damn day. Tag us in something funny. You can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933. You may see him there selling his Applewood bacon beard oil.
Oh, that's right, man. You might check that out at golly.com.
One of the worst selling products we've ever launched.
You can...
Well, that's a hard sell. People think bacon?
I didn't ask for it, by the way.
It doesn't smell like bacon, but it does.
What does it smell like? It
smells like bacon. Mm. It doesn't smell like bacon.
I think you have to reverse psychologize them. Make one that you say smells like ass. And they'll buy that one.
Like the liquid death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like that. So when they get it, they're like, oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. This doesn't smell like a hot loaf.
Yeah. Oh, Funyuns beard oil. Anyway. And you can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933 or me at, or both. Do them both. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. It sounds like I'm from another country, but it stands for O Matthew.
Somebody said they were going to buy a lot of bottles, and they didn't buy them, so I'm kind of pissed off.
Yeah. I thought that was right mean, to be honest with you.
Like, I took you seriously when you said you were going to make a big order.
Big
so.
Pre-order.
How about it?
Once you kick it off, you self-serving son of a gun?
Okay, I had to bleep this heavily, because this is local to the Greenville, South Carolina area. And if you ever see me out, I'll tell you where it was. And I was kind of surprised to see this video, but somebody left a smoking tool, if you will, outside of the window where they work.
Ooh.
And for this side of town, it's par for the course.
Ooh. They got a damn crack pipe and a vape at the Pleasantburg in Greenville, South Carolina, across the street from John's. It was the employees outside on break smoking crack. Y'all be careful where y'all get y'all damn food at.
Whoa.
So she zooms in. It's right outside the drive-thru window. I don't know what a crack pipe looks like, but that might have been one.
Yeah, glass.
Let me tag you in that one.
It says it looks like glass.
I don't know.
Let me send you. First off, let me turn my volume down because she does cuss, but I'm going to send it to you, see if you can tell what it is.
It looks like a weed pipe, except the end of it is, it looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That might be actually what it is. A weed pipe.
Well, I mean, it looks like a glass bowl. You know, and then, but the end of it looks something more like something out of science class.
Do you prefer a tag or the link?
Oh,
they have free Wi-Fi at this place, too.
Just whichever. I don't care.
Is it 6-inch Wi-Fi or is it foot-long Wi-Fi?
Oh,
what's the password?
My God.
I'm going to send you the link, and then you can open it up and you can tell.
You know what, though?
That might be a crack pipe, actually.
But,
I trust the lady who made the video knows her pipes.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've known that work in restaurants that did a bunch of coke, though, either.
Oh, that's all of it. What do you think service industry night is? They get together and get drugged up.
Literally call it sin night. Oh, wow. There it is.
I sent it to Paige's ass, too. And the rest of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, but how do they know that the people that work there are doing that? That's definitely a crack pipe for sure.
Yeah. So she says she saw the person, but you don't see him in the video. You just see the pipe.
Don't you love how now with like
if you go to golly.com, you can see the pipe.
That's not true. Don't sell that.
Yeah, go to jeremyellenberg.com, you can see the pipe.
No. The TikTok trend or whatever, you know, I guess TikTok will demonetize or take stuff down.
Probably.
You have to say it's for entertainment purposes only.
That's why when you do the rip and ship in the cards, you have to say not gambling. They have to put the signs up.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That because you bid on these and it's stupid.
That makes sense. Well, let's... I got to tell you, for real, I want to say it on there. Remind me at some point.
I got a pen. Hang on.
But tell the sports card story. It's very good.
Is this where you wore the Crocs?
Nope. Different time. Okay.
With no giblets, by the way.
Speaking of drugs.
Guess so?
No. But like I'm not making fun of the situation here with this clip. This is from Cleveland, Ohio. There's an epidemic up there of heroin, and a lot of people are overdosing. Okay.
God bless.
So this is from the News 5 ABC channel in Cleveland, where they were talking about the heroin epidemic, and they spoke with a family member of someone who had recently passed.
Just days ago, 10 deadly overdoses caused overflow right here at this building. And some of the folks who work here say it's not the first time and they don't believe it'll be the last.
Man, this ministry's on fire.
They're looking for the same feeling heroin gave the first time. Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
God.
This is like Booker T at the Wendy's. Except for you can only steal a TV once.
He keeps breaking in. They go back and get it from him, and then he breaks back in. The pacing of that was so like they knew what they were doing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Splicing of that. My brother used to break in our house, steal our TV set, and now he's dead.
If you're a field reporter and you go out for a story, did they tell you to find the most jacked up person you can? Not just visually, but, you know, just, like, go find a moron or somebody in our area, somebody with an accent.
No, it's like you get someone who is willing to talk to the press, and it's usually that person.
You know, it is. That's a solid point because you think of the legends, and I'm going to introduce you to a new up-and-coming legend in a moment. But the legends of Best Damn Audio, of, like, your Sweet Browns, your...
Antoine Dodson.
Your Antoine Dodson. You know, those are usually people that would say, I'm not a snitch. I'm not going to talk. But they will be the first ones when there's a camera there to go to it.
Oh, yeah.
And speak. But they'll if it was a police officer or something like that, I'm not talking to you guys. But if there's a camera, I'll talk to you guys. I'll tell you everything.
Just like the kid at the fair, though. I like Tootles.
I like Tootles.
Or a 2-liter Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. This next one, this is the one where I feel very confident this is going to go down in the soon-to-be legendary members of Best Damn Audio Hall of Fame. This comes to us from Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
There was a water line break, and a local news crew talked to a woman about how this was affecting her. By the way, this woman, her name's Shonda Walker. She says one thing that I promise you. You will never say it the same way again.
This has been a very big headache for me specifically, being that I'm prepping for a colonoscopy for tomorrow, and I can't flush my toilets.
Hang on a second.
God, I just can't flush. I added like 100 views to that damn video last night, dude. I couldn't. I was like. You remember the old days on Instagram where you just sit there and play it over and over? I guess people influencers are taking advantage of that and letting their reels play over and over again. I'd let it play until it would stop playing, and then I'd play it again.
Our coworkers trying to manipulate the algorithm.
So imagine they're like, hey, waterline break. Hey, ma'am, how's this affected your day?
This has been a very big headache for me specifically, being that I'm prepping for a colonoscopy for tomorrow, and I can't flush my toilets.
That's right. I can see you're doing the head weave too.
She did the You know, like Jack A. Harris. Can't even flush my toilet.
Flush my toilet.
God, I love it.
Can't even flush my toilet.
This is why it's so good that there is difference in the world. Like, everybody talks different. It's fun. If everybody just said, flush my toilet.
It would not be fun.
It's fun. Everybody says commode every once in a while. Someone calls it the Esser. It's fun.
Esser.
It's fun.
Well, you know it's not fun.
Sounds worse.
Going to break.
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's not fun when you get called out. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, people love social media because they can be keyboard warriors, they call them. You can say whatever you want.
Yep. Mm.
Well, sometimes you might get called out by the person's actual account. That's what happened here. Mm. You talk about a chick's hair, whether it's a wig or a weave, and she's going to cut a promo on you.
The answer, yes. You were saying that most people don't know that, and I'm one of them. I don't know the difference between a weave and a... whatever you call it.
Wait.
This is how you cut a promo.
Yeah.
Hands down, this is 101.
This is take notes. Wrestling-like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Get the f*** off my page. You bitches always mad about my hair. That bitch gonna say I wear ugly wigs. Bitch, you a woman and don't even know the difference between a wig and a weave. Bitch, this is a weave and I'm about to go get my hair tossed, bitch. I'm about to have another motherfucking weave on, you dumb little bitch. You bitches mad because I can change my motherfucking hair every motherfucking day. Bitch, you look like a fish and a duck, bitch. So you belong in the pond and the ocean, you stupid little bitch. Nope. Where your mother at? Because I don't play with kids, bitch, but I do have a daughter. F- you think you talking to? Aha, bitch. That's why you like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder now, bitch. You can't motherfucking see. Straight the f- up. I'm not her. This ain't that. And I ain't the f*** her, you little f***ing duck, quack, quack. With them fish lips, bitch, you should probably get a lot done, bitch. Look like you've been f***ing d*** all your life. Stay the f*** off my page, little girl.
God. Wow. Rise, guys. Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 23rd of July, happy birthday.
No. Suck it.
Wow.
I told you yesterday was probably one of the greatest days for a birthday.
You lied.
You lied?
This one rivals it. I'm telling you, it's right up there. We'll start with this fella.
Let's see.
This is the Harry Potter song.
Okay, so I only know Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, guess what?
All right.
That's all you need to know. Daniel Radcliffe's birthday, he did a play where he was butt naked on stage. Go look at that picture. Mm. Might make you cry.
Instead of roses on stage, you were hoping people would throw you up there.
You see the wand old Potter's working with.
Oh, law. What's the girl's name? Hermione. I was right. Daniel Radcliffe, man, let's see. I know about what time that movie came out.
He's in a new show.
It's been 20 years since that movie came out, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been longer.
Wow.
He had a new show.
Damn, Fat Boy, you're making me feel old.
That's
a segment.
I had on in the background, and it's kind of actually pretty funny. Tracy Morgan's in it. Daniel Radcliffe's in it. It's an Office style. That's the way it's shot. Just like Reggie something's the name of the show. Tracy Morgan plays an athlete, and they're filming him.
Huh.
And Daniel Radcliffe's like the camera guy or whatever, and it's kind of funny.
I bet he's got a hard time being typecasted just the way Macaulay Culkin did.
Oh, yeah.
He even went and played a killer heel the next movie.
He had to, and he cussed. And he got stung by a bunch of bees.
Oh, my gosh.
Paige, how old is Randy Quaid? No, we're not guessing.
Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe is...
Danny Rad.
Don't get excited, Paige. I'm going to say 39.
I'll say 41.
I wish you would have said 37, because that's how old he is.
Oh, well, poo. We were both wrong.
So, man. Be nice to have just... Like, I don't know what he did prior to that, but like, you go do one role that literally you're set
makes
for
your
life.
Yeah.
That was it. That was his first role.
God.
Whew. And the prequel's coming out this fall. It's a series.
Oh, really?
Of the kids?
Yeah. You know, he's a parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes.
Yeah.
Former president or politician?
This one's a bit of a stretch. We'll just say associated with a president.
Monica Lewinsky?
It is Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Good job.
Well, I knew he wouldn't do Epstein's.
Or Monroe.
Which I'm proud to say I don't know when his birthday is or his sign, so I'm glad to know. He sounds like an Aquarius.
Shout out.
Marilyn Monroe's birthday was last week, right?
I don't know.
She was 100.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Era. Let's see.
She's getting out there, ain't she? 100 years old, God Almighty, as you Southerners say.
She was... Okay, let me think. That was 92 or 93? That's the big thing that I have the question of. Mm. Because I remember her age. So let's see. Let's do some quick guessing.
He was 92 to 2000.
It was
94, maybe?
It was early. Yeah, it was early because he got reelected.
Yeah, two terms.
Okay.
I haven't had many presidents in my lifetime.
I mean, I was alive for 1 year of, or no, I was alive for 4 years of Carter. I remember nothing about it. Like Ronald Reagan was my president. Like that's when I was learning about government, you know, economics, pop culture was kind of a thing, and Ronald Reagan and Nancy.
Clinton was the first one. Young, I really claim as far as like growing up and knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Then you got Clinton, W, Obama. I mean, there's three in what?
Yeah.
40 years almost or whatever?
That's 34 years. And so I'm going to say she is 56.
55.
She looks great right now, too. 53.
Oh.
53.
God, so she was 20?
Sounds about right.
Wow.
She was living at the Watergate Hotel,
wasn't
too.
Wasn't she in school at the time or something?
You know, man,
I think it was a college
institution. You got to sit back, pull yourself away from politics, and just look at the hypocrisy. I mean, it's like, when our guy's doing it, that's not good. That's okay. But when their guy's doing it, bad. It's just the back and forth.
That's why it's fun to sit in the middle and watch them both do it. When Clinton saw that painting of him in the dress,
he laughed.
He was cracking up,
yeah.
Man. And his lawyer tried to take the picture, and he's like, you know, no, let me see.
Yeah, and it was like, that would be like, painting Ron Goldman wearing isotoner gloves. I mean, right? It's a bad example, but still.
Yeah, that's
this
not...
is. I'm sorry. This gentleman played college baseball in Georgia Tech.
Nomar Garcia-Parker.
It is Omar's birthday. He was traded to the Cubbies. Yeah. Ended up being a Dodger. That's why we're playing some Newman.
I was trying to figure out who was playing.
Because we don't have baseball music for Nomar.
Okay.
You know who Red Sox fans wish would be a Red Sox? Freaking Lars Nootbaar.
Oh, God.
Imagine him. Lars.
Nootbaar.
Nootbaar.
Lars Nootbaar.
Sliding in.
Wicked Lars Nootbaar.
Nootbaar Turk.
Oh, what a pisser.
Okay.
Wow, that was
I think
good.
He just stole my pen. I can't find it.
A triple decker.
I don't like yours, Paige. No offense.
Nobody likes my pants.
I just think with my noodle. My peach noddle.
What was that? Pooch needle.
My pooch needle. So that was 96, and he was 18
years. I think Baratek was at Georgia Tech, too, when he played.
We love it.
55 or 6. I'll take half credit for either.
57.
This is Paige's jam. Noma is also 53 years old today.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's a guy. Who's he married to? He's married to a volleyball player? Or
Mia Hamm.
Mia
Hamm,
soccer, that's right.
Mir.
I can Mia's see what he pretty, looks like.
I remember getting aggravated watching him in the batter's box because he was always screwing with his gloves. But he said it was his ritual, you know.
This is Alison Krauss, one of the most beautiful voices in all music.
One of the absolute most beautiful. Especially like the stuff from what was this? The Sirens. You know, when she played the
Oh, they turned Pete into a toad.
Yes. Yes. God, it was.
This is Pete and this is Delmer.
Oh, Mr. Wind.
I'm in a tight spot.
Never to find.
Everett McGill was a Dapper Dan man, in case you didn't remember.
A Dapper Dan man.
You don't like FOP.
I'm gonna go 58.
55 years old for Alison Krauss.
I hope the members of Union Station.
I couldn't tell you about old Union Station.
Get her a thing. Right, yeah, I know. Union Station.
The gentleman goes by the glove.
Gary Payton.
Gary Payton. I love that Sonics team. He has Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf, Nate McMillan.
Xavier McDaniel had just left.
Yep.
X-Men. God.
Look at that. They should have won it that year. Then when you watch Last Dance and you're like, you know, why was Peyton not on Jordan the whole series?
Also, what was their mascot for the Supersonic?
I can't remember what it was. They will come back, and the Sonics are coming back. Man,
there's value with that. I think so, too.
They said Vegas and Seattle would get the next two. But, you know, Mark Cuban's not an owner anymore, so that could have kind of not speeded along, but he was pretty much like, you know, we would be losing money to expand to two more teams. Because, you know, you're getting – you got to divide the pie up more.
Yeah, but Chicago's wanting to get a second WNBA team. And I'm like, yeah, don't
ruin it.
It's a bit much.
A little too much.
I mean, you got two baseball teams and really only one.
You should have kept Angel.
I don't know why you traded. Nobody claims White Sox. Nobody.
They don't.
Nobody.
They're all Cubbies.
Silly.
Hey, really, it's Bulls, Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears. That's it.
Go Hawks! Connor Bedard.
And Sky as well.
Gary Payton.
I'm going to go 60 years old, man.
I believe he's a beeve.
61.
58 years old. I thought he'd be a little bit older.
Oh, poop.
Oh, Gary. Oh, Gare.
Almost there.
Gare.
I think Paige is going to nail this one.
You look at somebody like, I'm looking at Nomar. I put Nomar Garciaparra, 2026. You look at him like, there's no way you're an athlete.
Those Italians, man.
I didn't mean it that way. I just meant like he just doesn't. He looks like he'd be like in the Tour de France or something, you know? Not like he wasn't really a power hitter, but anyway.
I think he's close to his playing weight. He might be a little off.
Let's see. W. Axel had one. Duff's already had one. It's not like Buckethead, is it?
No, it's the man himself.
W. Axel.
No.
Slash.
Mm-hmm. Slash.
We were just talking about him the other day, see?
Yep.
I said, how weird. No band that's ever fronted by a non-singing guitarist worked. It just doesn't.
I forget Slash's real name, to be honest with you.
Sal.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
he went to high school in Lenny Kravitz, I think. If I remember right.
Who was the Genesis? Didn't they have Phil Collins move off drums?
He stayed on it, right? That band, I mean, you got Mike Rutherford, Mike and the Mechanics. Yeah. You got Peter Gabriel.
So many spinoffs.
God. A friend of mine dated Slash. Went in the early times.
Oh, do you smell like cigarettes all the time?
I don't know. She really had a thing for him.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
Him or her?
Nice.
She was very punk, and she was beautiful. Like, she had very long black hair, and she shaved the side of it. Like,
so she didn't shower?
No, she's gorgeous.
She was ahead of her time with that lesbo haircut, though. Where the
gorgeous people can stink, though.
No, I don't. I've been around Jimmy Garvin before. She bathed. She was very nice.
Nah, Jimmy Garvin.
Jimmy Jam.
He's an airline pilot. It smells fine. Which is crazy to think you're getting on an airplane, you look in there, and Jimmy Jam Garvin is the pilot. Like, wow.
There's going to be some cocaine done on this flight.
No, he's changed.
Is it a big one?
No, actually. I don't know.
I think it's got to be the same around the same age as Chris Cornell. So I would say 61.
I'll go with 62.
Either 61 or 62.
He is 61 years old. Look at that.
Look at you.
I'll mention this one real quick because you mentioned him a couple days ago and did not know he's going to have a birthday today. But Eric LaSalle, Dr. Benton, also from Coming to America.
I'm connected to the ether, but in a way that we just can't figure out how yet. We haven't figured out. It's like I have premonitions, but they're not really applicable to anything.
He's 64 years old.
It's like earlier when we were making the Nazi uniform joke about Hugo Boss, and you said Salvation Army uniform. What popped up on the screen?
Exactly.
That's weird.
People in Salvation Army uniforms.
With a QR code.
Weird, man. I just ordered two.
This is the Cheers theme song.
Fat Boy ordered the red bucket, and Paige's get the bell.
Oh.
I'm going to go pick it up on Poinsett here soon. It's a local road.
Ringing at Christmas?
You haven't said who this is yet?
I've not said it.
Okay. Sometimes you want to go. Where? Michael Gross. It's Cheers.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
Nope.
Woody.
Woody Harrelson's birthday.
Woody.
So, iconic career.
Dude, an interesting upbringing. You know about his dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, did you know about Woody's dad?
Was he in jail or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know exactly why. Did he kill somebody?
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story.
Tell her who he killed.
That part I forgot, to be honest with you.
I don't remember who he killed, but he
no, but I knew it was a sad story with him.
Yep. Never heard a bad thing about Woody Harrelson. Just real laid-back guy.
Yeah.
He liked to play the bongos nude. That's all I know.
Was that him?
Was that him or someone else?
You were thinking of me, and it's backwards. I wear a beekeeper suit.
You're thinking of Mark Hendricks. That's one of his favorite activities.
Yeah. He plays the bongos with no hands.
Which is, yeah. Oh. I'll play him how I want.
My God.
I gotta quit putting him ever so strong.
Armless drummer.
Woody Harrelson, 64.
Armless drummer. 65.
He is 65 years old. Happy heavenly birthday to.
She's getting like all of them right today. Good job.
One of the greatest actors ever. Lost him too soon. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh man.
Would have been 59 years old.
Oh,
were there allegations against him when he was.
No, we lost him in 2014, so that was well before.
Back before guys did bad things.
Well before that. Right. His son's a pretty good actor now, Cooper.
But did he unalive himself? There was something.
Well, overdose drugs.
Okay.
That's sad.
And I, this might not be right, but I think the same dealer Michael K. Williams had, and then he overdosed, and that dealer ended up going to jail.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Matthew Perry's guy.
No, that was a different one. That was... ketamine, right?
Yeah.
This was heroin, I believe.
He didn't like break in the house and steal his parents' TV set, did he?
Oh God.
No, he didn't do all that.
They're always not as good as yours, so why?
Exactly.
Would have been Don Imus' birthday today.
That's not nice.
Here's a never there. He actually faked his death and does traffic for us now. You know, for a guy that has never appeared live on our show, that guy gets mentioned a lot.
He really does. More than Dick Jr. back in the day. Imus would have been 86.
Oh, God bless. I'm 86 years old.
Guess what, Don? Karma got stern.
For
sure.
It all comes full circle.
For sure.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It got him. $200 million. I got him, haha.
Never listened to Imus. Couldn't really get him. No, we never got Stern. I see the E show in middle school.
I would listen to Stern out of Charlotte when I first started in radio.
He's on the morning show out there.
Yeah.
No.
I forget. KZ. I don't remember.
I can't remember which one. Quit firing everybody.
He was syndicated in California, and I would listen to that and then another show. But
you're like,
what's the Don and Mike?
One day I want to grow up to be like Robin Quivers.
I
liked her.
She'd been on this show before.
I think she's very nice. Yeah.
That was full circle moment.
Because we kept making jokes about, you know, Whack Packers and former, you know, show staff.
Yeah.
You made a KC joke, I believe.
Yeah. Questioning his sexuality.
I might have made an Awesome Angelo joke.
Also said that I was probably dead on when I said that, too.
Oh,
and that
was
before he actually came out. So that was interesting.
Yeah, I thought
crazy cabbie. All of them.
Good deal.
High pitch. I made a high pitch joke, I believe.
Kelly Clarkson. There we go.
Kelly Clarkson.
I ain't gonna act like that didn't have any kind of impact on me. Of course it did.
Oh, I'm a big mark.
It'd be crazy if you.
I mean,
it's like wrestlers say we're the biggest marks. You know, wrestlers are the biggest marks.
Yeah, he's how I found radio.
Because most of them started off as a fan, and then they ended up doing it. I ended up just dropping out of college and flopping into this, but it worked, you know.
And then you became a shock jock. Don't you hate that?
I never used that term.
I kind of like it, to be honest with you.
All right. That's your new title.
Makes me feel dirty.
Shock jock.
Yeah. Can I be a shock jock?
Well, we do have a taser, so.
But you're not a disc jockey.
No, I'm too tall, too big. I'd break a horse's back.
But we don't have people showing their boobies in here anymore.
Well, we're about to. I mean, come on. We're trying to.
Well, Edith left. By the way, thanks to Edith for coming on. The video of Facebook fussing will be up later today on our social media. Tomorrow is Friday, so remember that. Get today's podcast on the Odyssey app. Brand new Damn Matt Man, you making me feel old tomorrow as well.
Ooh.
What? I'm out of order, I know. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
No head ass fella.